Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell.
Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But there's just one problem. Your wife has told you she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for is on the table. You need a partner you can count on. Consider Cordell & Cordell.
Contact Cordell & Cordell online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
You're listening to The Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Life comes at you fast. One thing, you know, you look down at the standings, you're in first place. Next thing you know, you're 4.5 out. Blink of an eye.
Don't forget what happened 2011. 2006. Chuck, remember that.
So you think that's going to happen this year?
No, but remember that.
I always listen.
No, I'm just saying, listen. Remember that.
I always remember those memories.
Honest to God, I was at the gym this morning, and one of the younger guys, younger trainer.
So he's like 42?
No, he's like 22, 23. And everyone's complaining about the Cardinals. And, Martin, what do you think they should do? And I'm like, well, here's what I would do, folks. And they're like, no, what you should do right now is do some sit-ups. But this younger guy said, well, I'll never forget 2011. That was so awesome. And somebody else said, that's the problem right there. Because if you're a fan and you're content with that, you think the Bama fans are saying, I'll never forget 2014, 2013, or whatever year they won the whole thing.
Which is every year.
No, that's true. 2011 was great. But now it's officially a drought. John Mozeliak, you've had a six-year drought since the World Series. No, they've had a great run, but you don't want to hang on that too often in two ways.
Like, nobody's doing that.
No, the young trainer today, Matt, said, well, 2011 was great.
Well, you tell Matt.
I said, that's fine.
But focus on core work.
Said, you're part of the problem, Matt. 2011 was great.
But also, 2011, the comeback, look, it was awesome. What's the likelihood of coming back from 10.5 back, whatever it was in the last month? 2%? That's why it's so great, because
right,
it doesn't happen
that stuff
very often.
You should enjoy those memories. You should celebrate them. In fact, I don't know why the Cardinals aren't having a six-year anniversary of that team.
They should, actually.
You know, celebrating the 2011 team. Or celebrating the 2015 division champions. We can't do that. They're all still playing in the big leagues. None of them will come back. 2011 was great. The Cards have had a great run. But I think any fan that says you're good with that is missing that sense of urgency that everybody out there right now, most people are saying, let's go. Let's get going again.
I think we talked about this off-air, but not on-air. When we saw the 1987 World Series team honored, I thought that was very cool. And when you think about the 80s and Whitey Ball, and you think about 82 and 85 and 87, it made me think, 30 years from now, or let's say 2043, will we remember the 2013 Cardinals team that got to the World Series but lost the Red Sox? And I ask that because, look, anytime you make it to the World Series, you win a pennant, it's awesome. And maybe we'll remember that team differently as time goes by, but I don't feel like that team was memorable in the way that 87 was.
And I think part of it is, in the 80s, you had a couple of big years. It wasn't every single year that you were making an October run. So the current stretch, what are you going to celebrate? Well, you're going to celebrate the 11, because that's a champion. You know, you're going to. Do you need to celebrate the 13? You don't need to. I don't think it's the same.
But you need a giveaway weekend.
Well, okay, now that's different.
For those weird years, for 2023, for 2028, you need to celebrate by having the jersey giveaways and the bobbleheads and such.
Rings.
Rings.
Speaking of, if you're coming down this weekend, a lot of giveaways. We encourage you to go to Patio's before the game. You can get the giveaway, the promotional item. You can pick that up here at Patio's. They've got a way of doing that, and then you get to go put it in your car. Go into the game and enjoy it without lugging around the ceremonial item for the weekend. It's a little added perk that Patio's added this season here on the south side of Busch Stadium. 110 steps, we believe, from the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Something to that effect.
You said perk just now. Porky Pig's Pants just texted in saying that Don Wells, the Stevens College alum, played Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
Right, okay, so Marianne was Don Wells, but Ginger was, in fact, Tina Louise, and she was doing interviews a couple of years ago. Iggy probably has it on his website. But before she would go on KTRS, the email chain from the publicist said, doesn't really want to focus on Gilligan's Island. And we're like, oh, okay, well, what?
I hate when people
What
do
else
that.
Did she do?
That's why we know you. Okay? That's why people want to talk with you. Listen, she probably says, oh, I was typecast. Look, you're famous because of that show. Embrace it.
Hey,
it was a shove show.
Hey, Martin, here's an interview opportunity with O.J. Simpson, but he doesn't really want to focus on murder.
Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills.
Which brings us to, can we find the Norm MacDonald clip? I know we're about to get into the grinder. We got a lot to get to.
But can play this clip every show for as long as this show exists.
And we have. But the way Gardner just said, murder, kind of reminded me of Norm MacDonald Light.
Efforting.
ESPYs, circa 1994.
And boom goes the dynamite.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. Great, man. He became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Just a word of advice.
So good.
Just a word of advice.
He's so funny.
All bets are off. There was a photo online the other day from the 70s, and it's Howard Cosell in the middle.
This is a great picture.
Yeah. And I know it got a lot of play, but I think the caption they added in, Howard Cosell in the middle holding a microphone, some kind of an Olympic event possibly. Bruce Jenner is to his right. O.J. Simpson's to his left. And the caption says, if I could tell you the bleep, that's going to happen in the future with these two. He's got Bruce Jenner, O.J. Simpson. Not comparing the two at all. There's nothing wrong with being transgender. That's different than being an alleged murderer.
You don't have to say that. Look.
Just want to be clear.
Don't cater to the 2% of people that go crazy about everything.
Take Robert Lee off the broadcast. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend anyone by lumping Caitlin, and Orenthal, I apologize, in the same sentence.
By the way, that ESPN thing.
Let's bring that up.
Also really stupid. But
yes.
Because you brought up a picture like that, it reminded me of probably 4 or 5 years ago, I remember they showed a picture, and it was the University of Florida football team, right? And it was back in the Urban Meyer days, where the three basically central storylines of the NFL that particular offseason was – it was Tim Tebow always being Tim Tebow and trying to make a team. It was Aaron Hernandez murdering everybody in the Boston area, allegedly. And then the receiver who made
everybody, wow.
Who was the receiver? Riley Cooper?
Yeah,
for the
Riley
Eagles.
Riley Cooper made the racist comments at a concert. So here it was, and I think the picture was, it was Urban Meyer, and then you had Tim Tebow, like, throwing a pass to Aaron Hernandez, and Riley Cooper was in the same receiving line for a drill. I mean, everything that anybody was talking about in the NFL, all three of these guys were on the same field at Florida for a few years. Riley Cooper, Tim Tebow, and Aaron Hernandez.
So Robert Lee, who, God bless him, works for ESPN. He's an announcer. I'd not heard of him before. Apparently he does play-by-play. Good for him, right?
Actually, he's pretty well-known. Whenever there's a big three-pointer, he goes, Bonzo!
He should. He was going to do the football game.
No response to that at all?
Okay. I like it. University of Virginia.
I like it.
Taking on William and Mary. But Robert Lee will...
Why is this game televised, by the way?
That's the better question.
I think it's an ESPN3 game.
Every game is televised.
That's true.
Apparently, ESPN heard some feedback about him calling the game. Can't have Robert Lee calling the game in light of what happened in Charlottesville, which is terrible. So Robert Lee, I guess that's too similar to Robert E. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't even do the game. We collectively made the decision with Robert to switch games as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding simply because of the coincidence of his name. I just think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And I'm not trying to be – I'm not a righty. I'm not a lefty. I'm not – whoa. I don't believe in the bully pulpit. You tell everybody what to do.
This show is a bully pulpit.
Pick a side.
Robert Lee –
pick a side and get mad about it.
Robert Lee, okay, is not a descendant, as far as we could tell, not a descendant of a Civil War general.
He's an Asian gentleman.
That is correct. We're pretty sure there's nothing offensive about Robert Lee, the announcer. Why can't he call a football game? Is this the dumbest thing? ESPN has been accused of this in the past, like, you know, bowing to everybody. This is just such an overreaction. It's got to be the dumbest story.
I disagree. I'm gonna have ESPN's back because I think this is, and I saw the statement that was written to someone on Twitter that I read earlier today. To me, the problem is the overreaction to the reaction. Because actually, and let me explain here, ESPN was proactive about this. And they said, look, this might not be a big deal, but everybody's talking about Charlottesville. Here's a kid named Robert Lee. They figured, look, if we put this kid on the broadcast, it's going to be all the memes and all the GIFs and all the funny comments. Think about all of the comments you could make with a guy named Robert Lee broadcasting a game at Virginia, Charlottesville, after what happened. So ESPN actually just decided it was probably in the best interest of him and the network not to have that as a distraction. And I actually agree with that. Because think about it. So many people.
If that's the impetus and it's not, oh, this is really awkward, this is really unfortunate, do you think it was done just to protect him, or was it to not offend?
But look.
If it was to not offend, that's what's stupid.
I agree with them because we're talking about this right now. And for about 12 hours in the stupid internet world that we live in, all sports media, everybody's talking about this story. So that shows you that this would have been a thing because the second he's broadcasting
But you and I wouldn't even have known. Somebody would have put it online.
Because everybody, the Barstool Sports of the world and the Deadspins of the world, they would have taken screenshots. There have been memes. So I understand why they did. I think ESPN's actually getting too much flack for this. I think they proactively said, people are going to make fun of this. Let's try to avoid this situation.
Well, you may be right. But it also just seems like they were afraid of how it would look or if it would offend. Now, if they said, and I had it in front of me a minute ago, that they met with the announcer. And the announcer might have been, I wonder if he said, I don't really care. I mean, I'll do the game if people.
This kid, first of all, nobody's heard of this person, right? And he's working for ESPN. He's happy to get the game Stevens College versus whoever, okay? He'll do any game. He'll do Bradley versus Illinois State. He'll do any game, I promise you. Right? And now this kid, everybody knows about him now. It's helped him.
Better be good.
A lot of pressure now on him. It's not fair to him.
He was calling William and Mary. I didn't even know they had a football
team. I mean.
Darren Sharper went there.
The thing was leaked to Clay Travis on Outkick the Coverage, and that's kind of what started the bleep storm here. They thought it would just be a simple switcheroo.
Oh, they'd switch it without it being a big deal. The fact that it got discovered is the issue.
Yeah, they've said, whether you believe it or not, is what Charlie had said, that it was simply to do it to avoid certain things being brought up in the blogosphere and being, you know, turned around on the guy and on them. And I, you know, if it had nothing to do with offending people, then that's cool. I think.
Yeah, if it truly was, hey, let's just keep it simple because Robert's a young guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve any flack that'll come with this. But if it was in reaction to people saying, are you really going to do this? Are you really making an announcer named Robert Lee call this after everything we've been through?
Yeah.
If they reacted to that.
Do you think anybody will really
do
that? Again,
yes.
More so than the crazy fringe 1% on each side. Do you honestly think that reasonable human beings in America, I understand.
Not reasonable.
I understand sometimes people don't think there are still reasonable human beings because all they read is just crazy people on the fringes who are out there making all of these comments on social media. Do you honestly think that the 90% right or left in America who are normal people that just want to go to work and have a laugh and watch a game, do you really think they would care about this?
No, but no. How many times are the normal people that are kind of in the middle on all of this stuff, are they the ones forcing change? Are they the ones complaining? Are they the ones?
No, because we're all reacting. What are we reacting to right now? The Deadspins of the world, the Outkick the Coverages of the world, the Barstool Sports of the world, which once they put it out there and they have 500,000 followers, now it's a topic. That's what we're doing right now. Nobody cares. I promise you, if you ask, if we walked around Busch Stadium and you asked 100 people, how many people would even know what we're talking about? Honestly. Non-story, next topic.
Next topic is the Gardner Grinder, also known as Gardner's Grinder.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
Text line, not kind right now.
To Robert Lee. They don't want him calling that game.
I think to maybe the points of or the perspective of Charlie and myself.
They're coming after me. Bring it.
So,
yeah.
Somebody called me a millennial. By the way, I'm not a millennial because I'm an Xennial.
Yeah.
You're a young guy.
Also, and look, we're grinding right now. I'd love to talk about millennials. I'm tired of people ripping on millennials, even though I'm not one. How about the parents out there that raised the millennials? Your fault.
855-282-8255.
If, and your premise could be defended if they did it to avoid any flack for the kid and to keep him out of the middle.
I do like this text from my friend the Angry Cabby. ESPN made the right choice. General Lee speaking.
That's good.
Ah. Robert Lee will be on the- They should make Berman do the game.
Yes.
And he has to have a bunch of stupidisms, right?
Please have
There's a guy on Virginia's team named Bobby War, and Berman calls him Bobby, Civil War. Don't know. There's a pass out to the right sideline to Johnny Broken Statue. We just need all the perfect names.
Virginia taking on William Tecumseh Sherman and Mary.
Holy moly.
That took a little work.
Come on, Liz. Yeah,
we've decided.
I like that.
In order to offend everyone, we will have Berman call the game.
Let's just offend everyone so that everybody's included. Let's be inclusive in our offensiveness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then Berman hops on and says, you know, we hate to be a slave to political correctness.
Oh,
you
know?
And they're like, no, Berman, no, you can't.
Chris.
No, Chris.
Chris.
Chris, no.
I miss Boomer.
Chris, just keep sweating.
So if, what I will say in defense of Charlie, if that was the decision to keep this young broadcaster out of the middle of the firestorm, that's possibly defensible, but if it was just, well, we got a few people saying it was offensive, and they reacted to that, that would be the disappointment.
Yeah, I think people are coming at it from the perspective of saying that they were catering to the PC world, which, according to ESPN, that was not involved in the equation necessarily with the decision or at least the idea of this.
Does anybody know the announcer Robert Lee's middle initial?
Yeah.
That would help.
Let me give you an example. I know we're grinding here. But here's a good example. I just thought of it.
Okay.
Let's say you had a broadcast team, okay? Let's say you have 10 broadcast teams for college football. Let's say one of your play-by-play guys, his first name is Dick, okay? Let's say of your color... Of your color analysts, one of their last name is Butts. Now, if you could avoid... I'm dead serious. If you could avoid pairing them together for the broadcast, would you do it? To avoid the obvious jokes. Of course you would.
I would not for the obvious jokes in that case, however.
But I'm saying that's how they were thinking.
Would it be pointed
opinion.
Out? Yes, most certainly.
So that's my whole point.
Could be legendary, actually.
Martin, what do you think?
Your point there is probably more valid than with Robert Lee. Is that
equally valid?
This poor guy. This poor guy, he wins.
He's going to get a job at the network now just based on this story. Nobody's heard him call a game. He could be Boom Goes the Dynamite guy.
Jerry Sandusky still has a job with the Ravens. Right?
I called for his head immediately. I'm like, how can this pedophile be calling NFL football? Like, it's not the same guy, not spelled the same. That poor guy.
I'm sure.
That poor guy.
The African-American rags-to-riches story, Chris Gardner, who they made the movie Pursuit of Happiness about, he's still doing okay, even though I'm in this world. So... I mean,
was that really his name?
Yeah. Will Smith played me in a movie.
I didn't know that.
I used to have the trailer as my voicemail because the trailer would go, Chris Gardner was trying his best, but his best wasn't enough.
Oh, no.
That was like my voicemail right there.
And you're like, that's kind of my life.
Yeah, that's my
Gardner's
life.
Gardner's like, boy, I'm going to sue those
SOBs. Is this my story?
All right, Berman, let's start a petition. Berman calls the game so that everybody in America is offended.
Yes. Here's one from the text line too, Charlie, from the Bo Weevil of Vivo Mill. Hey, Charlie, St. Louis Lambert Field just announced nonstop service to Reykjavik International Airport 4 times a week by low-cost carrier WOW. How about that?
Wow, great prices. Would have saved us a huge headache. We had a nightmare first day of travel, Martin, for that honeymoon.
I saw their logo, and I think it kind of has the Bonzo look to it.
Yeah, it is.
It makes me a little nervous. I kind of want my airline to be a little uptight. I'm sorry. That's even when Southwest are like, hey, we're having a great time, everybody. Who's on their way to Vegas? Whoops, we forgot to bring the landing gear. And you're like, not a time when I really want to joke around.
It does seem like every Southwest attendant is somebody trying to work on their stand-up.
Yes. And I'm sorry, on a plane ride, not really. Whoa, is that lightning on the wing? Just kidding. Drinks being served shortly.
We're leaving Las Vegas. Say goodbye to your money.
And then the other one, the pilots all do, and it's not Southwest specific. It's every airline. They're like, we're about 10 minutes out, folks. We're going to go ahead and make our final descent. Welcome to St. Louis. And you're like, whoa. Not on the ground yet.
Don't jinx this.
They all do it. And welcome to Atlanta. We should be touching down in about 10 minutes. I'm like,
pretty presumptuous.
You know what? The flight, a big part of it to me is the touching down.
Yeah.
And I'm good until we touch down before you say, welcome to Atlanta.
Where the players play.
Do you guys get your Powerball tickets?
No.
I did not. Were we doing a group thing? Schaefer, go buy five of them and put my name on it.
Just going to have him sign your name? I wanted to announce my numbers in case I do have the winning ticket. And I'm at the Cardinal game tonight while it happens, and I accidentally let everyone know, and then someone beats me up and takes the ticket. So I have 10, 15, 21, 27, 33, and a Powerball of 6. So it's now documented on the radio in case I get into a legal fight at some point regarding this. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Do we have a station thing going at all? Is there a big group one? They used to do it at Fox, too, then they wouldn't tell the sports guys.
No, they still do. Channel.
Oh, they don't tell me.
The 11 o'clock. We're kind of a family.
Oh, click. You know? Right now, the Paul Feinbaum show, Alex from Toledo. On the phone, it's Alex from Toledo.
Oh, we'll turn our show off and listen
for a moment. No.
Man.
Let's pick it up, guys. Come on. Martin,
I think
pick it up.
I've been texting with Danny Mac. I'm trying to coordinate.
Well, tell Danny Mac to get down here.
Well, he was coming down here.
But I'm tired of it.
Scheduling's tight, and we got a lot going on, and I don't want to rush through Dan, and it's confusing, so I've actually been doing some housekeeping over here.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about the worst thing that's happened to the anti-buttonist movement, and probably, well, I don't know how long, just lately. Let's say lately.
Is this the Lance Lynn at-bat last night?
This is not the Lance Lynn at-bat last
night. Where you wanted him to
bat. Now he's batting right-handed again?
I think it was the lefty
pitcher. Well, he's switch-hitting. Is technically what he's doing.
Because it was a lefty pitcher.
But all it right, is right. The end of the Indians-Red Sox game last night.
The 1-1 pitch. Perez squares. He bunts it back toward the mound. Picked by the first baseman. Double clutch. Throw gets away from Devers. Here comes Guyer with a winning run. Tribe wins it on a walk-off bunt and throwing error. And the Indians open up this homestand with a dramatic 5-4 bunt-off win.
That's not accurate. That was an error. Categorize it correctly. Don't enable surrender bunting, which is what you're doing in that instance. It's not a bunt-off win. It's an error-off, at least.
Can I just say, though, that particular play, because I saw it, you were bunting there. You were putting pressure on the defense.
You were going to say that.
And all of a sudden, your guy, they call him the Brock Star, right? Brock Holt.
Yeah.
He kind of double-clutched. And he just threw the ball up the left field line. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Look, I said it wasn't a good night for the movement.
I'm not a bunting fan at all. I do think selectively. You know what I'm saying? Here and there.
I only really have one final thing here. I'm a little late to the party, possibly, on this. Some of the younger kids, millennials like you, Charlie, might be familiar with this.
You're a Toledo snowflake. Danny Mac's going to join us on site in about 15 minutes.
That's actually our minor league hockey team.
The Toledo Snowflakes. They should be.
It's the Toledo Walleye.
So I'm in line ordering a sandwich at Subway last night. And I'm placing the order. I'm like, I'm going to have a meatball. I haven't had a meatball in a while. I'm like, I'll have a foot-long meatball on white. And I just get distracted.
That's not how Jared lost all that weight, by the way.
I start hearing, like, this radio commercial playing. Technically, apparently, a radio jingle. And I get so distracted by it, I have to tell the lady I'm ordering from. I'm like, we're going to have to hold on a second. I got to hear this thing. I don't know what's going on with this radio ad, but I got to hear it because it's caught my ear, and now I don't know what the hell's going on. And my girlfriend's looking at me like, what are you doing? No one was behind me, so I was just like, hold on a second. So, Schaefer, if you could you put down the music here for just a moment? I want to play you this radio ad.
Okay.
It technically is for a law firm. And I think some people are familiar with the ad and some of the other ads they've done, but this one I hadn't heard. And it caught my ear, and I just could not stop laughing and was fascinated with it as soon as I heard it.
What's that I smell? Can I search your car? You know where this is going. What's in that cigar? I know my rights, and you do too. I want to talk to my lawyer, not you. Assault charge, drug charge, just stay calm. I want my phone call.com. Saw you walking out the store, can I look in your purse?
I can't answer that, I want my phone call first.
I know my rights. I want my phone call.
I want my phone call.
I know my rights. I want my phone call.
Had a bunch of pills, but the bottle wasn't on me. I just text 895-4840. Misdemeanors, felonies, anything they put up on me. I just text
895-4840. This is an advertisement, not legal advice.
I want my phone call 895-4840.
Choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely upon advertisements.
I want my phone call.com.
And the whole jingle is basically admitting guilt.
Right.
Which is great.
But I won't talk to you. I won't talk to you, 5-0. I won't talk to you, Popo.
I robbed the liquor store, but I was on the floor. That's not a good enough defense. That is not a good enough defense.
But give me my phone call, please.
So this commercial's playing, and I had to stop in the middle of my order so that I could finish listening to this because I was like, what the hell is going on here? So that's what was going on while I was ordering dinner.
I was
last
afraid
night.
You were going to play one that happens to be a station sponsor or something. I think we're okay.
I haven't heard them on here before.
No, I think we could add them, though. We'd be happy to. So always looking for sponsors, Chuck.
Always. Also, text line, getting back to the whole Robert Lee calling the game story. Somebody saying ESPN had to move announcer Lydia Bradley off the Bradley football game telecast. Bradley football, by the way, undefeated, I believe, since 1969.
Wow.
That would be awkward. You see what I'm saying? When you kind of localize it, you understand what they're going through. Imagine the Bradley fans if Lydia
how hard that would
if
be
Lydia Bradley's calling that game. Think about it.
Well, coming up outside the lines, my friend Robert Lee. We call him Bob, but it's Robert, really.
He had a tweet last night about it, too,
Bob Lee?
He said something about, like, wondering if he was going to be allowed in the building today or something.
Yeah, that's funny. His name is Bob Lee. And the Toledo Snowflake over here is just fine with it.
Listen, you can call me the Toledo Snowflake.
I am from now on. You're not the white rascal
we've
anymore.
We've already debunked this whole millennial thing. We are our own Chris Gardner and I. If you're born in the time of the Star Wars movies, 1977, 1983, you're an Xennial.
And I got to side with you on this topic, too.
Thank you.
Look, if I'm going to be outraged about anything or have faux outrage about anything, it's going to be something else, like about bunting or bullpen cars. I'm not going to waste my time with
that. That's your hill to die on.
Yeah.
But that's my whole point. Look, I understand that
someone else can have this.
Right. By having this discussion, we are adding to the stupidity of the overreaction and the outrage.
So they win? They win.
Well, who cares? Like, who wins in this? You know what I'm saying?
You say Mike and Mike win.
Who's the winner? Nobody cares. It doesn't matter.
Can I ask who's calling the game?
It's probably going to be Doris Smith. Burke. It'll Doris Burke and Beth Mowins, maybe.
How about the – I think it's Mowins, but the
– I said maybe.
And then we can just have people complaining about women announcers instead.
And how about this? My
I'll tell
girl,
you what. Not a fan. Not a fan.
You think these girls know football? They ever played in their life? Ever strapped on the helmet?
How about the Raiders preseason broadcast team? This is a really – it's Beth Mowins, the female play-by-play, Matt Millen as the analyst, And JT the Brick is the sideline guy.
Wow, I would actually
the
watch
Brick
that.
For the Raiders. Yeah, I think he's that. Done it for – I think when I was out there doing a game, he was the Raiders guy running around.
I didn't realize that.
True story.
So you have a female play-by-play announcer, progressive. Kudos to the Raiders. Matt Millen used to play for the Raiders, ruined the Lions, and then got back into broadcasting. And then JT the Brick is the sideline guy. How cool is that?
And look, as a Big Ten fan – I've grown up listening and watching Beth Mowins Moens for a decade.
You're obviously a very big fan.
But I'm saying, when I hear that voice, I mean, she's kind of one of the voices of Big Ten football on ESPN and has been for a long time.
Pam Ward would be another one. He's done a lot of college football. Speaking of announcing, the one and only Dan McLaughlin, he's changing his name just for tonight's broadcast.
Because it's offensive,
to the Irish, okay. To the Italian. Danny Max is going to join us here. We're live at Patio's. Cardinals tonight taking on the San Diego Padres. Appliance Discounters, one of our longtime sponsors. And I know Tim will tell you that in the morning. He'll say, please just support the sponsors. Oh, my God. The worst. No, you guys are the best because you do support the sponsors. Appliance Discounters, six different locations. I know it's kind of an inside joke.
That was all right.
The Appliance
Discounters. You recovered well.
TheApplianceDiscounters.com is their website. They're in Fairview Heights, Illinois, Webster Groves. They're in Baldwin, St. Charles, in the city on Delore, and, of course, that Fairview Heights 10,000-square-foot showroom, not far from where we are, sitting here at Patio's. So in Illinois and throughout Missouri, it's The Appliance Discounters. For your next appliance purchase, biggest names in the appliance industry. Thermador, GE, Frigidaire, Electrolux. How about a Bosch dishwasher, the quietest dishwasher on the market? And they do the price checking around town to make sure you're paying the lowest price. They'll go to the big box stores, check it out for you, and then put it right there on the price tag so you know exactly how much money you are saving. The Appliance Discounters, we've always been saying this. You can find out why. They have the happiest customers, but the unhappiest competition. Danny Mack coming up in just a little bit, live at Patio's. The Midday Grind rolling on till 3 when the hard line will take over right here on 590 The Fan.
Baby's a freak like me and she knows just what I like. She carries all the keys to the places that no one gets to find. She won't tell nobody what goes on within these walls. If